the question was asked, how do we understand that a child has imposed upon him a certain status halachically, and he has no control over it? Technically, I mean, if his father married a married woman, if the father lived with a married woman, then the child could be a mamzer, a bastard. He didn't do anything wrong. So, okay, I'm saying, but it's the answer, I think, is going to be pretty much the same. Let's see. If you're dissatisfied, so we'll try to deal with this question specifically. There are really two questions which we have to think about when we deal with this question. Number one is the question of fairness in the world altogether. Meaning, let's ask a broader question. You walk into the hospital and a person sees a child 3 years old who has a chronic illness. What did this kid do to deserve that? What can you say? The world is filled with questions that we could ask, and it's legitimate to ask, and we have different answers in Judaism, but at the end of the day, that's one of the challenges in being a believer. That's why God made this world with b'chira chofshit. We have free choice, and we have an inner voice telling us what's right, but we have the external world that poses very difficult questions before us. And we see, nonetheless, that the world is a world where things do happen. I mean, a child gets buried in an avalanche, gets burnt in a burning building. You go to any child abuse center and you see how many kids are being abused by their parents. What did the kid do wrong? What did he do? So we do have the capacity in this world. One thing we do see is we have the capacity to inflict harm, bodily, physical, mental. We have the capacity to inflict harm upon someone else. And that seems to be part of our b'chira chofshit. God made it that people can harm one another. Right? We see that. Yes, that's a given. It's a concept that needs discussion. Those of you who want could go online. We have classes in Eov, the book of Job. And the whole book of Job revolves around that question. How could this be? God, how do you let good people suffer? But not dealing with that question, the concept we see as a concept. We do see this exists. Physical harm can be inflicted upon one another. So then all that remains is for us to understand that there is a spiritual world with defined terms. Just like in the physical world, if a person is born without feet, he cannot walk. You can ask, well, why did God create him without feet? That's a good question. But at the end of the day, he cannot walk. He doesn't have feet. By the same token, there is a spiritual world that God created with rules. A person that was born a kohen is going to be a kohen. A person that was not born a kohen is not going to be a kohen, and there's nothing he could do to make him into a kohen. It's like the child that was born without a heart. You could pump blood, you could do a lot of things. At the end of the day, he has no heart. By the same token, a child that was not born to a kohen is not a kohen. There is a spiritual world. A child that was born he was born to parents that had the father lived with a married woman, so the child is a mamzer, or the father lived with his sister, the father lived with his daughter, he bore a child, that child is halachically a mamzer, a bastard. That's a spiritual entity. It exists. We don't see it. You and I, we look at a kid, we can't see it. The Tanaim saw it. The Talmud tells us that Rav Lezer, Rav Yekiva, Rav Yeshua were sitting down and a child walked by. Rav Lezer said, he's a mamzer. Rav Yeshua said, he's ben anida. And Rav Akiva said, no, he's both. And he was right. They checked it out and he saw bets. So they could see. They could see. We can't see. We can't see the difference. But it's something that exists. So just like we understand that God can create things and God does create things, that one person has a better heart and better feet and better mind than someone else, and that gives them the capacity to do more. By the same token, in the spiritual world, God placed each person in a certain place in the hierarchy. And within that place, we could work. Every person has the responsibility to reach their potential. But at the end of the day, a person who was not born a kohen cannot become a kohen. Yeah? He can marry his kids. His daughter can marry a kohen. And then his grandchildren will be kohanim. We have the potential within families to move up. But he himself, that's the way he was created.